This is Sunny 101.3.
Headband is not only loud, they're good. Having a big time here during the pregame, the boys' game. Let's check the starting lineups in our game tonight. First of all, the visitor from Mound City, Coach Alan Ottman. He'll go with Creighton Ralph, 5'11" senior, 5'10" senior Ernie Peters, 5'10" sophomore Henry Smith, 6' junior John Gard, and 5'8" freshman Liam Durr. Creighton Ralph, Ernie Peters, Henry Smith, John Gard, and Liam Durr. They're starting five for the Mound City Panthers. They're 10 wins, 13 losses at this point on the season. For Rockport in tonight's ballgame, they're 16-5 on year with Coach Aaron Carpenter. Weston Amther is a 5'10 junior. Logan Ellis, a 5'9 sophomore. Jack Meyerforth is a 6'1 junior. Brock Holmes is a 5'9 junior. And Reed Ellis is a 6'5 sophomore. Your starting five for Rockport: Weston Amther, Logan Ellis, Jack Meyerforth, Brock Holmes, and Reed Ellis. That's the starting quintet for the Rockport Blue Jays in this ballgame. Well, they're going to introduce the starting lineup. We'll take one more two-minute timeout. Be back with a tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, 8 minutes up on the clock. We have been introduced. Now the Blue Jays being introduced. Coming up later this week, more high school basketball. We got a Auburn coming up for you Thursday night. Auburn Bulldogs will be playing the Freeman Falcons. We'll have girls and boys basketball. Two of the top teams in Southeast Nebraska, that boys game, both highly rated. Auburn and Freeman, they met in the ECMC championship game this past Saturday. Won by Auburn, you can bet that Freeman is going to have a little revenge on their mind going into the game on Thursday night. Randy Couture will have the call on that. On KTNC on Thursday night, we will have HTRS, the Titans, Humble Table Rock Steiner and Fall City to take on the Tigers. Speaking of the Tigers, tonight, out at Odell, Dylan Odell Griffin beat Fall City in the girls' game. 40-22 is the final there. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, they are building community. All right, we are set to go here. Okay, Ralph steps into center circle. He'll jump it up with Reed Ellis, and the Blue Jays have a big height advantage with Ellis in there, and they control the tip to the backcourt. Brock Holmes off the right side with it. Hayden Cook getting a start on you, and they change up on him. So Cook for three to start the game. It's up, and it's good. Hayden Cook starting tonight for Rockport here, the senior. And it's 3-0. The Blue Jays have the early lead. And here's a three ball to the answer at the other end. Up and no good by Liam Durr. Rebound out of bounds, and it will belong to the Panthers. Let's see. So we've got Ellis, Holmes, another Ellis. Also in their Meyer court. So Weston Hampton, not screening starting lineup tonight. He is a junior. Instead, Cook, the senior, starting here tonight. Three ball from the top on the rim. No good by Ralph. Rebound is brought down by the Rockport Blue Jays, and up the front court with it, Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt will hand it right side. Three ball on the way for Reed Ellis. It won't go. Offensive rebound and a putback underneath, up and good for Jack Meyercourt. And we have a 5-0 ball game. A minute 15 gone by here. And the ball to Bernie Peters down the lane, off the glass. Got her to go. Nice move. And from all the way on the left sideline, all the way across, that is 5-2. He threw it up on the ricochet that time. Here is Holmes down the lane with the left hand. Short, no good. Ralph with the rebound. Hurry, Ralph to the front court. Keeps on going, and he tried the little hook pass back to Durr. They missed connections, but Durr's able to save it. Now he will fire for three from the top, and with three hops on the rim, it fell in the hole. Liam Durr ties our ball game at 5-5. 5-5, we are tied here in the early going. Cross the floor with it, Cook gets the ball off, now to Holmes. Brock Holmes will scramble for it. Ralph dives onto the floor, it's picked up by Logan Ellis. To the front court. Holmes down the lane with the left hand. No, but a whistle and a foul. Foul on the Panthers. Foul on Henry Smith. His first foul of the game here. It's a shooting foul. Brock Holmes at the line. On the way up. Good. We'll get another one here. That puts the Blue Jays back in front, 6-5. The junior gets set, fire the free throw, and got them both. 7-5, Rockport. Bouncing to the front with the ball, Liam Durr off the left side there for Henry Smith. Ralph to Durr. Durr moving left. Stutter step into the paint, and he's picked clean, stolen by Jack Meyercourt all the way in. Layup on the right side, and good. Meyercourt with his second hoop makes it 9-5. He snuck in there from the back side and got the steal. Here's a three ball for Durr from the right side, no good. Rebound brought down by Reed Ellis. Reed Ellis will give the ball to Jack Meyercourt, and he'll stop and pop for three. He's got it. He's got seven. Timeout, Mound City. A 5-5 game is now a 12-5 game. Rockport with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage. With the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4:59 left in the first quarter. It's 12-5. Rockport with the lead. They're on a 7-0 run here. To the front court with it. Bernie Peters holds it for Mound City, dressed in the purple with the yellow numbers. And off to Ralph on the right side. He dishes underneath to Peter. Triple team gets the ball away across the lane. John Guard with a deuce. And it's 12-7. Nice pass underneath there. And it's 12-7. Rockport with the advantage. Reed Ellis out on the right side. Underneath pass. Knocked away by Ernie Peters. Knocked to the floor was Logan Ellis, who just came back in the ball game. Now Peters double teamed, and he gets the ball away to Ralph in the front court. Ralph dribbles out top. Pass off the right side for John Guard. Guard pass down the corner, stolen away by Holmes. He comes up the floor. He runs into the back of Liam Durr. Ball is out of bounds. Off of Durr, it will be Blue Jay basketball. Checking into the game for the Blue Jays. Around young man. He is going to be Weston Anther. Okay, Anther back in there into the ballgame now. Holmes for three. Front edge, no. Rebound, Meyercourt. No, but a whistle on the foul. Brady Knapp just checked into the game for Mound City. He's going to get called for the foul on the shot. Put Meyercourt then at the line. He's already got 7 points. Brady Knapp with the foul. His first team foul, number two. Meyercourt up and good. He's got 8. And he'll be looking for 9 here. Lead is 6. Second free throw on the way up and good again. He got them both. 14-7. Rockport with the lead. Come to the front court with the ball out top. In the hands of Cole White, who also checked in on that break. Get the ball up to Liam Durr, freshman. Move to the right side. He'll pass the ball off there to Knapp. Back to Liam Durr. Now in the hand of Ralph. Ralph comes cross court. White, Cole White. Drills it. Stops. Durr. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays. Through traffic and out to the left side. Three ball on the way. No good by White. Rebound ground up by Reed Ellis. He'll get it away across the floor and out of Meyercourt. Stutter step all the way to the hole. Left it short that time. Rebound to the Panthers. Cole White with it. Three ball on the left side wing. No good by Durr. Reed Ellis, another rebound. Up the floor with it, Logan Ellis. Top of the key with the dribble. Now he'll back up. Pass it off to Meyercourt and go right back to him. Looking, he'll go to Meyercourt again. He stands between the circles out top. To Holmes, puts his head down. Moves in, spin, lost the ball, swiped away by Ralph. Throws it across court and a run out. Oh, and a layup is no good. And a second follow is no good. And the rebound taken away from Ralph. Oh, my. And at the other end, all alone down there is Reed Ellis. Mound City didn't get back. Oh, they missed two chippies. And now they're down by 9, the 2:05 mark of the first quarter. To the front, hand the ball off. Durr down to the paint and a checking foul. Blocking foul, what have you. Foul will be on Logan Ellis. First foul of the game on Rockport. Out of the game goes Henry Smith, replaced in the Mount City lineup by Kate Tubbs, a 5'9 sophomore. Ball comes in long. Knapp passes off to Durr on the right sideline, baseline. Ralph fires a three, and oh, and he banked it in from the elbow. Brayton Ralph with a triple makes it 16-10. To the front court with a minute 38. Rockport ball. Meyercourt off the right side with it. Potatin Cook back in. Now to Reed Ellis. He tried to dribble. Lost underneath his Holmes all alone. Now they lose him. Holmes with his first field goal has 4 points. It's 18-10. Here comes Mound City. Quickly. Caught about a three. Did not take it to Cole White. He'll dish it off. Back out to Liam Durr, the freshman. He'll give it to Ralph. Ralph dribbles. Hands off to Durr. Stands on that volleyball line. And a baseball pass underneath. They can't connect on the shot for Brady Knapp. Rebound again to Reed Ellis. That sounds like a broken record, doesn't it? Holmes underneath. Dish the ball backwards. Now he ends up with it on the baseline. He drives the lane. Throws it into the paint. Tried to get it to Cook. Stolen away by Mound City by Cade Tubbs. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. Durr drives into the paint, nearly wide and taken away. Dish is out, now a pass down. Knapp for two, up and good. A little set shot on the right side from Brady, and it's 18-12. Panthers on their way back into this one. On the right side is Holmes. Brock holds it. He goes off to Amther. Left side to Myron. Corboy is quick as a wink. Shot up. Left block. No. Rebound to Rout. 13 on the clock. He'll get to midcourt with 9. Now starts to move up the floor. Goes around Myron Corboy and he, I don't know what he did. He brought it from his knee, threw it up off the glass, and it went in. And that will end our quarter. Rockport 18, Mound City 14. Inner boys game. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC radio app.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer early pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, early pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in early pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to action here at Rockport. It's Mound City ball underneath their hoop. They take it out to the left sideline with the ball. Cole White going to fire a tray. It's short off the rim. It tears all the way back out to the top to Cade Tubbs. Cade puts it up, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Rockport foul will go, is that 0-1 or 1-0, Mr. Hood is number 10. Okay, Tayden Cook with a foul, his first foul of the second quarter. And John Guard at the line, he's the one that got fouled, excuse me. Guard free throw, no good, he'll get another one here. Now let's see his first free throw attempt of the game right there. Rockport 4-for-4 in the first quarter, second one up, second one good. And it's now 18-15. What was a lead of 7, actually a lead of 8, is now a lead of 3. Brock Holmes in the paint, elevate, short. Panthers might have got a piece of that. John Guard ends up with the basketball off the front edge of the rim. Now Creighton Ralph up the floor. Works the left side, Ernie Peters. Down to Ralph. Wanted to fire from the corner. Couldn't run up to 11, not 1. Go inside to Peters with a pass from Cole White. Couldn't connect, and now it'll be caught by the Panthers. Shot up for 3, no good by Tubbs. Rebound finds its way back to Tubbs somehow. He goes into the paint, no how. We got a Panther down. There's a run out of the other end, out of bounds, and one of the Panthers came down, and I think he landed on his... Not so sure he didn't land. I know he hit his head hard when he went down. I'm not exactly sure who it is, but man, did he take a tumble, a hard hit. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 18-15, Rockport with the lead. We will take a one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Rockport, and the player that is down, or now he's up, walking off the floor under his own power for the pad is Ernie Peters. Ernie is a 5'10" senior. Anyway, I think he landed on his head. He hit hard. With the crowd going and the headphones on and everything else, you could hear his head hit the floor down there, man. He's over on the bench now with the water jug, rubbing his eyes. Oh, man, that was a hard hit. All right, up the floor. Here comes Mound City with the basketball, trailing by three. Creighton right to the front, off pass to the right side to Liam Durr. He'll give the ball away to Cole White. Up on the right side now to Creighton Ralph again. Man-to-man defense here by Rockport. Panthers take the left side of the floor to Cade Tubbs. Cross court to Ralph. Ralph guarded by Meyercourt. He seesaws the dribble back and forth off the left side to Durr. Durr hands the ball away to Cole White between the circles. Mound City playing with everybody across the free throw line high. Now they move down, and a three-pointer on the way up, off the rim, no good on the left side by Durr. Rebound to guard, up, no guard again, and no again. Rebound grabbed out of there by Reed Ellis, and a foul coming out of there, probably on John Guard. Let's see, yes, it is. It'll be his first. First foul of the quarter on the Panthers. Doc from Rockport sitting down on the bench with Ernie Peters now. Out of an ice pack. So up the floor, Rockport basketball. Meyercourt, the round defender, whips it out to the right side. Three ball won't go for Logan Ellis, and the rebound to the Panthers. And here comes Ralph to the front. Ernie Peters goes back up to the front of the bench. Says, "Coach, I'm ready to go." To the front, Ralph. Between defenders, fires off the glass, and got her to go. Creighton Ralph with seven. We got a one-point game, 18-17. 5:08 to go in the first half. Holmes for three from the top. No. Rebound to Ellis. They grab at it. They knock it loose. We got a foul on the Panthers. Probably. Yeah, let's see. We're going to talk a little bit here. I think, yep, John Guard again. That's who I thought it was, but they were chit-chatting about it, so I wasn't sure. Second team foul. This will be a shooting foul. Reed Ellis at the line. Shoot a pair. The first one short, no good. Checking in for the Panthers, Brady Knapp for John Guard. Cook sits down for Rockport. Amther back in the ballgame. Free throw up and good for Reed Ellis. He's got three, and it's 19-17. 4:53 to go in the first half. On the left side, Knapp, Brady hands it away, passes the ball across to Cade Tubbs. He gets into the free throw area, dishes it back out to Ralph between all the way out near midcourt. He'll take the ball to the left side to Tubbs. Tubbs, right side, Ralph, thought about it, didn't. Tries to use a screen, but Meyercourt gets by that. Ralph puts his head down, tried to go right. Meyercourt knocked it loose, backcourt, but he tipped it. It's Mound City ball. Working the ball front court now, Liam Durr again. He's going to spin down the lane, leaves it back for Tubbs for three. Yep, good. Cade Tubbs with the triple, and Mound City leads it now 20-19 at the 4:05 mark. That's the first lead for Mound City in the ballgame. Rockport out to home free throw circle. Into Ellis, down low, up and good. That's a nice play there. Ellis has got five, and now the lead back the other way to Rockport. 21-20. 3.5 to play in the half. Now to the right side of the floor. With the basketball is Gurr. He keeps moving, and now he stops momentarily. All right. Out top with the basketball, Kate Tubbs hands off to Ralph. Going to give it to Durr. They run a little weave out top, way out top. Knapp back to Tubbs. Tubbs moving right, jumping out on him. Here comes the defense, and they knock it away. Anther, and we've got a whistle. We've got a timeout called by Mound City. Down 21-20. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
21-20, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Mound City Panthers in our boys' game here tonight in Rockport. In the girls' game, it was Rockport with the win, 45-17 this evening. All right, Panther basketball. Just across midcourt. Take the ball down low to Knapp. Knapp with it. Pass it off to Durr. Durr hooks it into the middle, and the ball's taken away. Reed Ellis steals it away. And now up the floor, here comes Rockport with 2:38 to go. Here's a shot in the middle, up and good for Meyercourt. He's got 11 in the ball game, and it's 23-20. Come off the right side. Now give the ball over. And here's a shot of the way for three. Up, no good by Tubbs. Rebound brought down by Meyercourt. And here's a long three for Meyercourt. Excellent. You don't see that very often. Jack Meyercourt fired a three. He didn't draw anything except the four. And it will go to Mound City with 2 minutes to go. And now the Panthers will walk it up the floor, down 23-20. They led 20-19 there for a moment. Up the floor now with it is Durr. Cross court with the basketball. Creighton Ralph. Right side to Tubbs. He'll hand it off to Durr. Durr moving from right to left. They just run a little weave all the way out in your midcourt line. Trying to iso somebody maybe on a side here in the reverse. Tubbs will hand it away. Durr between the circles. Guarded there by Logan Ellis. Here's a drive to the baseline, a throw to the middle, and a three ball from Ralph. Up and off the rim. It almost went in, but it crawled from the back to the front. Wouldn't go. And Holmes all the way in. Contact on the baseline. Falls down. Throws it out to his teammates. Three ball for Logan Ellis. Won't go. Rebound to Holmes. And we got a whistle. We got a held ball in the middle of all that. That will go to Rockport Blue Jays. Held ball. Ball will stay on the Rockport end here. All right, let's see. Ernie Peters back in the ballgame. Good to see. Doctor checked him out a couple of times. Here's a long three for Meyercourt on the right side wing. It's up and it's good. He's got 14 now, and it's 26-20. The other way, Ralph hands the ball away to Liam Durr. tough sledding on offense here for Mound City. They've got to work for everything they get here. Durr ISO'd on the right side by himself. Peters, one side of the lane, the free throw line. Brady Knapp on the other side. They'll work the wing here with Ralph. Out to the top with it. Henry Smith is back in the ball game, and now Durr for three. Got it. Liam Durr with his second long one of the night. Makes it 26-23. 14 seconds to go in the half. Meyerkorth with the dribble out top. Throws it underneath. It off the hands of Caden Cook. Out of bounds. Deflected, I believe, by the Panthers, by Henry Smith. And then it went off of the Blue Jays out of bounds. So the Panthers have 7.8 seconds to work into Ralph. He moves up the left side, dishes it off, and Peters loses the ball, and it is picked up, thrown up for about 30 feet by Logan Ellis, and he just missed it. Half up the score, Rockport Blue Jays 26, Mound City 23, 26-23. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the halftime numbers on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Radio Network app.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime in Rockport, Missouri, and the score is Rockport Blue Jay Boys 26, Mound City Boys 23. The dance squad out here performing halftime for Rockport. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Scoring in the first half of our ball game, we had one tie at 5. We had two lead changes in the first half. Leading the way for Mound City in the first half, Creighton Ralph has 7 points, 6 for Liam Durr on a couple of triples. We have Ernie Peters with 2. John Gard has 3. 3 for Kate Tubbs and 2 for Brady Knapp. The Panthers 1 for 2 at the free throw line. For the Rockport Blue Jays in the first half tonight, they are led by Jack Meyerkorth, 14 for Meyerkorth in the first half, 5 for Reed Ellis, Brock Holmes has 4, 3 for Caden Cook, the Rockport squad 5 out of 6 at the free throw line in this ballgame. Our score at halftime, 26-23, John Gard has 2 fouls in the game for Mound City. The only player in the contest with more than one foul so far. Earlier tonight here on Sunny 101.3 in the girls game, Rockport won it over Mound City 45-17, and over on KTNC take a 2-minute break, check the weather. Be back, coming up with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage simplified. Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sunny 101.3 weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature in the mid-20s and winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 50s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures in the lower 30s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, partly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, mainly clear, with temperatures falling back to around 30, and winds out of the east at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 50s, and east winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday night, showers with a low temperature in the mid-30s. Saturday, chance of rain with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light northeast winds. And for Sunday, lots of sun, with highs in the upper 50s. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
All right, 8 o'clock right now, our temperature here at Kansaland Radio, 41 degrees, as we've got winds currently out of the north at 5 miles an hour. Second half of our boys' game is coming up next.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Go here in the third quarter of this Highway 275 conference basketball game tonight between Mound City and Rockport. 3-point lead for the Rockport Blue Jays here at halftime. Panther ball, they'll go right to left as we look at it here in the second half tonight. Off the right side, here's a turnaround jumper, no good for Ralph. The rebound to Ernie Peters. His outlet pass knocked away, it came back to him, and now it's stolen away. Meyerkorth going in the other way, left hand can't get it. Wrestling back with Ralph. Now out, offensive rebound, and a shot on the left side, good. 2-point bucket there for the Caden Cook. He's got 5 in the ball game. And it's 28-23. Make it 29-23. That was a 3-pointer. Excuse me. Second 3 of the night for Caden Cook. And the ball trying to get it into John Gard. Taken away. Rockport on the run the other way now. Meyerkorth fakes the 3. Goes to the hole. Off the glass with a layup. Good. Meyerkorth with 16. And all of a sudden we've got a 31-23 8-point advantage for Rockport. Off the right side to Henry Smith to guard. Durr is in there. Durr thought about a triple, didn't take it. Now flicked into the lane. Lost the handle on it. It goes over and finds a teammate, Henry Smith. And the Panthers will reset the offense here. Ralph moving with the ball left to right. Keeps his dribble. Bounce pass to the right side. Durr with it on the wing. Looking, floats back to the top, down to the free throw line, elevates, missed it off, and the ball is picked out of the air on the baseline by Meyerkorth, and the junior will bring it himself. To the right side of the floor, Cook inside, gets in there to Reed Ellis. Layup is good. Ellis has got 7 in the game, 33-23, 10-point lead, timeout, Mound City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
You're listening to Highway 275 Basketball Night on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City, Mound City, and Rockport. Just past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday evening. Liam Durr has it. Top of the circle, left side, moving to his left. Screen from Gard, pick and roll, but no, Durr's going to shoot it for 3 off the front edge from the left corner, no good. Rebound, Brock Holmes, he'll put his head down and head the other way. Stop just inside the free throw line, out to Meyerkorth. He's going to go all the way to the hole with the left hand, lay it off the glass for 2 more. He's got 18, and it's now 35-23. It is a 9-0 run to start the third quarter. For Rockport, John Gard with it, holds it, looks, passes it down low, Smith inside to Ralph, stripped of the ball as he elevates in the paint, ball comes down, and it's to Ellis, and a layup at the other end for Reed Ellis, he's now got 9, and it's 37-23, biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court, Mound City. Ralph with it. Creighton will hand the ball off now to Liam Durr. John Gard back to Durr. Man-to-man defense by Rockport. Durr on the left side of the floor throws into the paint to Henry Smith. He tried to pass it right back out of the corner to Ralph. and it's deflected by Myron Corps out of bounds. Cook out of the game. In for Rockport is Weston Hamther, a junior, 5'10". Bring the ball in. Driving, shooting, and in and out, no good. Nicole White just checked into the game for Mountain City. Couldn't get the shot. Also in there is Cade Tubbs again. There's a foul as Reed Ellis turns the corner with the dribble. Foul on who? Three. Player five. Okay, foul is on John Guard. That's his third. All right, I get it. First foul of the half, 4:30 to play. First foul of third quarter, I should say. Now bring it into Myron Court. Way out between the circle. He's going to run up, fire it. No, Reed Ellis the rebound in the middle of a double team. In the paint, gets loose. Right hand, little jump hook, good. He's got six in the quarter. It's 39-23. And a 13-0 run to start the period for Rockport. Ralph with it. Out top with it. Kay Tubbs. Tubbs moving left with a left-hand dribble. Now reverses. Had it knocked away. Got it back. Henry Smith nearly steps on the midcourt stripe. To Ralph moving up into the free throw area. Turned, stripped of the ball by Myercourt. We got a foul. Boy, it's an aggressive defense. Brockport trying to get their hands on everything. The foul on Myercourt will be Jack's first. First foul of the half and the third quarter on Rockport. Halfway through the third period, 3:50 to go. Lob it out top. White over to Grady Knapp, who checked in. He'll take the ball to the right side. Ralph for three. It won't go. Rebound to the Blue Jays, and up the floor with it comes Brock Holmes. Holmes leaves it off for Weston Hamther on the right side of the floor. He'll lob it into Reed Ellis. Makes the catch. Hit the bottom of the backboard. And the ball must have came down out of bounds. I think that's what the referee signaled. Panther ball. No fouls called. Smith is out. Back in the ball game. Liam Durr for Mound City. Now up the floor. Panther ball. With a touch. Moving left to right, off the route, stripped of the ball by Amther. Three on two, he's going to pull up and hit a shoot a three, missed it. Rebound, Logan Ellis, and he puts it up and in on the offensive glass, his first two of the night, 41-23. An 18-point advantage for Rockport. Coming the other way now, inside it goes to Amther, Grady Knapp. He turns, and the ball is batted out of there, away from him by Rockport. Sitting down will be Brock Holman. Back in comes Tayden Cook for the Blue Jays. Triggering from the baseline is the freshman, Durr. He gets it in there. Tubbs going to head to the paint. Throws it out of there to the right side. Three ball short. No good by Cole White. Rebound to Knapp. He'll throw it out to White again on the right side. He'll give it back to the right side. And it's a three-pointer. No. Tayden Tubbs off the rim. And the rebound to Amthor. He'll get ahead to Myercourt. Myercourt on the right side goes cross court to Logan Ellis. He'll go down the lane. He'll dump it inside to Reed Ellis. He plays it up and in. He's got 13. He's got 8 in the quarter, and it's 43-23. At the other end, Knapp can't connect in the paint. Reed Ellis with the rebound. It is a 17-0 run right now for Rockport. Taken all the way to the bucket is Logan Ellis. He elevates, shoots, and gets fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two. Ellis, 2 points in the game. First trip to the line. The foul is called on Cole White, his first. Second foul of the quarter. Up and short, no good. Another one coming here for the Blue Jays. Second free throw up, rattles around, won't fall in. And the rebound will scramble on the floor, finally picked up by Grady Knapp. At the 2 minute mark of the third quarter, Panther knocks the forward pass out of bounds. Panther ball on the sideline. Here as they go right to left toward the south bucket here in the second half tonight. Bring the ball in to Katie Tuck. He'll hand it to Ralph with a minute 55 to go, and over the right side for his teammate Cole Weiss. White underneath Durr, little six-footer on the baseline, up and good. He's got eight, and that breaks the run at 43-25. It was a 17-0 run. There's a foul at the other end on a shot by Logan Ellis. Logan Ellis is going back to the free throw line again. Foul on Grady Knapp will be his second, third foul of the quarter on the Panthers. Ellis at the line. 0 for 2. It's on the way up. And no good. 0 for 3 at the line. They'll have another one here. 95 seconds left in this third period. On the way up, and there's a good one. Shoot another one. Must have been a three-point shot. I did not see it on the floor at that point. Okay. So 44-25, and it's no good. Rebound tipped by Cook to Reed Ellis. He gets it on the left side of the lane and puts it up and in. He's got 15 in the game, and it's 46-25. 21-point advantage for Rockport. Panthers need a bucket, and they need some stops. Buckets are harder to come by than anything else. Three ball on the way up. No good for Cole White. Rebound comes down to Meyercourt. He'll bring it up himself. Across the midcourt stripe. Keeps on going down the lane all the way to the hole. Up and over the front edge. For two more, that gives him 20 in the game. And it's now 48-25. To the front we go. Stripped and picked. On the way, the other end is Cook. Left hand, no. He tried to move side to side. Rebound to Henry Smith. He'll push the ball ahead and out of White. He'll leave it back in his hand of Kane Tubbs. 35 seconds left in the period. Durr on the left side of the floor looking. Man-to-man defense by Rockport. There's a tackle. Two players got tangled up. The three is Meyercourt and Smith got tangled up. They both hit the ground pretty soft, but no foul. 15 on the clock. Mount Saint continues to play catch with it. Here's a drive down the lane and a hook. Tayden Cook didn't get called for the foul. That'll be his second, I believe. Second foul of the quarter. They called that on who? They called that on Logan Ellis. Wow. I didn't even see him in the area. Well, it comes in to Grady Knapp with 8 seconds to go. Here's a steal by Holmes. Rock Holmes just back in. All the way to the hole. Left hand up. Left hand off the glass is good. Holmes has got six in the lead after three. 50-25 for Rockport. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're back here at Rockport, 50-25 as Rockport outscored Mount City. And here's two more for Reed Ellis inside. He's got 17 now. Rockport outscored Mount City 24-2 in that third period. All right, into the paint. Smith, strip, Meyer Court on the run, in the paint, right hand up, no. Reed Ellis the rebound. Guess what he did? He put it off the glass for two more. He's got 19 in the ball game now. 54-25 all the way to the hole. Liam Durr, somebody lost him. He's in double figures with 10 from Mound City. 54-27 underneath the Reed Ellis for Meyer Court. Elevates off the glass. Two more. He leads all scorers with 21 in the game. 56-27. At the other end, Durr down the lane. Left hand off the glass. Quick move there. That's a nice one. He's got a dozen. Timeout Panthers. They trail 56-29. We're going to return in 30 seconds to Rockport on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
6:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Rockport and leading 56-29 here over the Mound City Panther boys. Rockport girls got a win earlier tonight as well. Rockport with the win over Mound City. I can get all the pages turned right. 45-17 was the final there. Other scores tonight. Donodale over Fall City, 40-22. Syracuse beat Auburn, 45-32 in an overtime. Tri-County beat Humboldt Table Rock Senior, 53-51. Three-pointer up and down on the left side there. That will be Meyer Korg with the triple. He now has 23 in the game. Here's an answer at the other end for Creighton Ralph. Up and good. He's in double figures with 10. Now it is 59-32. Here's Reed Ellis for three. Well, that might be a little farther out than he wants to go. For the Mound City rebound, up the floor, Durst. Liam stops, leaves in the middle for John Gard. One dribble forward, right hand up and good. John Gard with his second hoop. He's got five in the ballgame now, and it's 59-34. Holmes in traffic, lobs it out, left side, Meyer Court three ball on the rim, no. Rebound is spiked down, it comes down to Cole White. He gives a guard, he'll throw it ahead, leave it back to Ralph in the paint, off the glass for two more. Ralph with a dozen, nice job of Mound City. They didn't really have control of the ball, but they got control of it and put it in the hole. Meyer Court out top with it, off to Tayden Cook. Gives the ball to Brock Holmes. Holmes to the free throw line to Reed Ellis. Ellis to Holmes looking. He'll lob it inside to Ellis. And coming from down underneath to make the knock away and the steal is Liam Durr. All righty, here we go. Back in the ballgame. Let's see. Cole White sits down. Ernie Peters back in there. Henry Smith takes to the right side, passes off, gives it up to Durr, three ball on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought out of there by Weston Amther. He'll give it to Jack Myers. Worth with 4:53 to play in this Highway 275 matchup tonight. Rockport looking for win number 17 on the year. With the ball now, Weston Amther, excuse me, that is Logan Ellis. He gives off to Meyer Court. He's down the right side. Won't go off the glass and a run out of the other end. Two more for Liam Durr. 14 in the game, 6 in the quarter. It's 59-38. A drive and a pass underneath the Reed Ellis. Just stand there minding his own business. Nobody necessarily guarding him, and the pass hit him right in the hands, right where it should. He lays it up and in. 61-38. Here's a shot. Trout blocked. coming out of there with it. Brock Holmes, he's headed for the hole. He stops, he jumps underneath, and Logan Ellis elevates, block, shot block. Mountain City comes out with it. It's Ralph on the run, the other end. Right side, right hand, no in traffic. Logan Ellis, or Reed Ellis, maybe changed his shot, thinking there. At 6'5", that'll happen. Into the paint, back out to Myricourt. Elevates from 18, in and out, off the rim, the glass, and back out to Ralph. Ahead to Durr, a big step in the layup on the left hand, good. I think some folks in Rockford might have thought he got an extra step in there. I may agree with him. 61-40 now is our score. And we get a blocking foul called down on the Rockford offensive end here. Panther foul. Going to go against Liam Durr, his first of the ball game, first foul of the fourth quarter. Henry Peters out. In there is Cade Tubbs from Mountain City. Ball comes in to Logan Ellis. He'll give it away with it. Now it's Myricourt. He takes the pass from Holmes. Myricourt, free throw line. Went for a pass. It's taken away. Stolen by Peters. Layup good. The other end for Ernie Peters. Good to see him up and going after he got fell on his head there earlier on a rebound attempt. And now Logan Ellis, top of the key, moves in a step, shoots on the rim, no. Reed Ellis had the rebound, and he will be fouled by the Panther, John Guard, who picks up his fourth foul, team foul number two of the period. Rockport ball underneath the hoop, right side of the floor. They line up on the baseline, side to side. Bring it into Holmes, puts his head down, heads for the blue area, the painted area. Shot, no. Rebound grabbed by Reed Ellis. He'll roll it out of there to Logan Ellis, and he tries to scoop it underneath. It's stolen by Ralph, and we got a foul on the Blue Jays. I think I know who it is. Let's see. No, I don't. I've not been right very often tonight. Jack Myricourt with a foul, his first or his second. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Blue Jays. To the front court, here comes Mountain City. 2:35 to go in this one. John Guard with the ball, passes off Ernie Peters. Ernie looking, gets the ball away. To Creighton Ralph, underneath Guard, turn around, Wolf to go in, rolls all the way across the rim on the front. Rebound coming out of there with it is Brock Holmes. He'll just push the ball away to Myricourt and back to Holmes. Brock keeps the dribble. Moving left, heads down the boulevard, left hand scoop is good. Holmes now with eight in the game, and it's 63-42. Here's the ball tipped, knocked away. Out of bounds, off of the Panthers. It'll be Rockport basketball with 2:01 to play here in the contest. Thursday night here on Sunday 101.3, Auburn Freeman Falcons hooking up in basketball action. Randy Gatula will have that for you. On the right side, it is Myricourt in the paint. He kicks it out to the left side. Three ball up and good from the left corner for Caden Cook, his third of the night. He's got nine, and it's 66-42. At the other end, Durr can't connect in the paint. Holmes a rebound, lost it off his leg, chases down the rolling basketball. Now gets it away to Myricourt with 90 seconds to go. Holmes with it. Fires for three. Why not? Brock Holmes with a triple from the right side of the floor. He now has 11 in the game, and it's 69-42. Driving, shooting, no for Tubbs. Rebound to the Blue Jays. Holmes drives in, lost the ball out of bounds. And here comes five more Blue Jays into the ball game. So the starter done with 67 seconds to go, it looks like. 23 for Jack Myricourt, 23 for Reed Ellis to lead the way. 34 is in, Jackson Smith, 14 is in. I don't have a 14, folks. See, I got a program of the 14 in here for the Blue Jays. 14 is Riser Hale. All right, Rockport on the defense, Mountain City basketball, Guard with it. Also in again is Weston Hampton. No, number one is Wyatt Huntley. Huntley's in there, and we got a foul foul will go on Riser Hale, his first, team foul number two. Also in the ball game is 20. That is Grant Spiegel. Peters fires it up from the right side of the lane. No good. The rebound brought down by Grant Spiegel. Wyatt Huntley comes up the floor with it. Dishes off there to Riser Hale. He'll give the ball up to Jackson Smith, who is in there. Sophomore. And we've got 2 points. Shot good for Case Millsap. Case Millsap with the bucket has two. And with 14 seconds to go, Mound City loses the ball out of bounds on the offensive end. So Rockport will have it. They lead 71-42. And they're just going to walk it up the floor. Wyatt Huntley, a 6'2 sophomore, passes off the left side, gets it there to Riser Hale. Back out top. They give the ball up there for Smith, and that's the ball game. 71-42, Rockport with the win over Mound City. We will come back and we will wrap this up for you after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at riverstoneins.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group, growing confidence, harvesting security.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Here's the wrap-up on the basketball action here tonight at Rockport High School in the boys' game. It is the Blue Jays getting win number 17 on the year. They're 17-5. They defeat Mound City 71-42. Mound City lost tonight. They're now 10-14 on the year. They lost last night also. So back-to-back nights for the Panthers, and they come away on the short side both times. Scoring for Mound City tonight, they are led by Liam Durr. The freshman had 16 in the game. Played a dozen for Creighton Ralph in the contest. 5 points for John Gard, 4 points for Ernie Peters, and 3 more for Kay Tubbs, 2 for Grady Knapp. Mound City made half their free throws tonight, 1 out of 2. For the Rockport Blue Jay boys tonight, they're led by Jack Myerkorth and Reed Ellis, 23 points apiece for that duo. Brock Holmes had 11, 9 for Tayden Cook. It's 3 for Logan Ellis and 2 for Case Millsap. Rockport, 6 out of 9 at the line. They're now 17-5 on the year, Mount City 10-14. In the girls' game tonight, Rockport got the win 45-17. 45-17 in the final. They improved 21-1 on the year. Audrey Myerkorth leads the way with 14, the only player in double figures for the game. 9 for Maggie Osborne to lead Mound City in tonight's ball game. So that's going to wrap it up here. Mound City and Rockport with action in the 275 conference tonight. And your finals again, 71-42. In the boys' game, Rockport with the win, and in the girls' game, it is 45-17, Rockport with the win. That's going to wrap it up. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Our presenting sponsor for the game is more than just projects. They're also building community at Mead Lumber. For our studio engineer, Seth Tollison, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody, from Rockport.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.